We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. If we can hang in there for a couple more days, there is some major weather relief coming this weekend. The expected high for today, 96. It'll be our 14th straight day of 90 or above. Now, there's a chance for severe storms tonight, and another chance as a cold front gets closer late Saturday afternoon. Lower 90s for tomorrow, but by Sunday morning, we start in the lower to middle 50s, and we may not get out of the 60s on Sunday. We made it to Friday. It's May 20th. Texas A&M makes it official. It is building a new campus in Fort Worth. And as KRLD's Andrew Greenstein reports, that campus is expected to transform the downtown area.
This is the single most impactful thing to Fort Worth that will occur this entire century.
John Goff, the co-chairman of the Fort Worth Now Task Force, reacting to the vote by the Texas A&M Board of Regents to include Fort Worth in its five-year capital plan. It provides millions of dollars for the construction of two out of the three buildings that will make up the urban research campus that will be known as Aggieland North. Goff says industry has embraced Aggieland North in a big way.
When I say industry, I'm talking about Alcon Labs, Lockheed, Bell Helicopter, Elbit, the transportation business that Hillwood has, Burlington Northern, AT&T, the list goes on and on.
Aggieland North will go up adjacent to the existing Texas A&M School of Law, which will be torn down. Construction will begin next summer. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Meanwhile, the chancellor of the A&M system adding his two cents in the war of words between Aggies head football coach Jimbo Fisher and his Alabama counterpart Nick Saban. Saban this week accused the Aggies of buying their players. Fisher says the school has not broken any rules. And while in Fort Worth, Chancellor John Sharp says Saban is scared of A&M.
Saban is so paranoid about A&M, I'll bet you he thinks we're building all this just so we can recruit better in Fort Worth.
Texas A&M will visit Tuscaloosa to take on Alabama on October 8th. At a hearing in Washington, a former Colleyville Heritage High School principal testifies about the dangers of what he calls extreme political agendas pushing good teachers out of the profession.
Last year, James Whitfield was removed from his job as a principal in the Grapevine Colleyville ISD after claims he wanted to introduce critical race theory into the curriculum. He testified in front of the Committee for Oversight and Reform in Washington, D.C., that political agendas are driving good teachers out of the classroom. And when a teacher tries to fight back,
they face bullying, they face calling for their job, they have faced death threats and hate mail, they have reached points of frustration and exhaustion that I've not seen in my near two decades in the profession. To be crystal clear, this is about disrupting and destroying public schools.
17 states have passed legislation prohibiting the teaching of certain topics related to race or sexual orientation. Proponents of these laws claim they are meant to promote parental rights and transparency. Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Dallas area Congressman Colin Allred introduces a resolution asking Congress to call for the immediate release of Brittany Griner. The WNBA star has been held on criminal charges in Russia since February. Allred is on the House Foreign Affairs Committee and says he is working with the U.S. State Department on Griner's case. In Frisco, Memorial High School closed again today because of serious damage to the school, specifically air quality issues that came out of a senior prank They got way out of hand. According to the district, a group of students was approved to use Post-it notes on the walls to place messages around the campus as part of their senior prank. Staff members were on campus to monitor students, but things quickly spiraled out of control. Videos show students dumping trash cans, destroying furniture, spray painting walls, and setting off fire extinguishers throughout the school. The district says the damage is in the thousands, and the district says those students will be held accountable. One of the men charged with the murder of Dallas rapper Mo3 has pleaded guilty to a federal weapons charge. Here's KRLD's LP Phillips.
Kewan White has admitted to being in possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, a federal charge. A U.S. magistrate accepted the plea and will forward the case to a U.S. district judge for sentencing. White is one of two men charged with trapping rapper Mo3 on I-35E near the Dallas Zoo in 2020. Mo3, whose real name was Melvin Noble, got out of his car in the middle of the expressway in the afternoon. Police say there was a foot race on the highway before Noble was gunned down. White is under indictment for murder in state court, and that case has been on hold while this federal case makes its way through the legal process. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Gas prices up by just a fraction of a penny this morning, but that's enough to push Texas to another all-time high. We get more from KRLD's Bailey Friday.
For the first time ever, the average price for gas was $4 per gallon or more in all 50 states this week. That's according to AAA. To put that into perspective, at this time last year, gas was hovering right around $3 a gallon. It's making drivers want to stay off the roads, including those who work on the roads, like this Uber Eats driver who's taking some time off from his side hustle.
I haven't done it in a month now. We're looking at $4.89 right down here at Speedway.
In Texas, the average price for a gallon of gas is a little lower than it is nationally. It's sitting at around $4.20, according to AAA. That average is about 20 cents higher here in North Texas. The average price for gas in the U.S. is at a new all-time high. It hit $4.59 a gallon yesterday. And as we head into summer, it looks like records will continue being broken. Some experts predict prices to rise to $5 or $6 per gallon by August. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A related note, it is Bike to Work Day. DART celebrating by encouraging people to combine biking with public transportation. They point out DART buses have storage racks for bikes, and you can roll your bike with you on a train. Both bike racks and bike lids are free of charge and available on a first-come, first-served basis. Massive wildfire still burning out of control this morning in the Abilene area. As KRLD's Kurt Lewis reports, it is one of 10 fires burning across Texas.
The Mesquite Heat fires damaged or destroyed more than two dozen homes, burning through 10,000 acres. It's just 25% contained right now. Early yesterday, it kind of looked like fire crews were making some progress. But then the wind picked up and whipped up the flames. The fire broke containment and rushed east over Highway 277. Meanwhile, the Wilbarger County Coconut Fire west of Wichita Falls has blackened 26,000 acres and is less than 50% contained. Dallas and McKinney have sent firefighters to help out there. About 80% of Texas is under high to extreme fire danger today. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Business news. Signs point to a higher open on Wall Street this morning, but it would take a serious rally to prevent the Dow Jones from posting its first 8-week losing streak since 1932. Oil up a fraction early this morning in the $112 range. Sports. Mavericks play game 2 at Golden State tonight at 8 our time. Warriors lead the series 1-0. And the Rangers lose in Houston for the 11th time in a row. They've also dropped 23 of their last 25 at Minute Maid Park after falling to the Astros last night 5-1.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.